to MasterChef. Tonight we'll be meeting three of Britain's most innovative new chefs. And so without any further ado, let's go over now to the Red Kitchen and meet the first of our new chefs, Joan Baptiste. Hello, Joan. Well, this first dish here is not only innovative, it looks absolutely dishlicious. So, tell us about it, Joan.
This is a faith plate in the form of Jesus Christ for the children to learn the story of Jesus.
Okay, right. Now I can instantly see that it's got two eggs for eyes, a tomato, and a sausage.
The story unfolds. See, the people follow him. He is happy. See, they betray him. He is sad. See, his eyes are lovely and open.
Yeah, okay, I can see the eyes there. Look at that.
Oh, he's bloody crying now.
But these ears here, they look really realistic. What are they made of?
No sacrifice is too great for Jesus.
Oh, my God. And I did not make your stupid dinner cry, okay? Let's move on now to our second chef. It's Quentin Mintz. Yeah? Hello, Quentin.
Hello, my dear fellow. How are you?
Hello. And good. What have we got here?
Why don't you take a look for yourself?
My God! It's not, is it?
I rather think it is, sir.
Okay, well, how innovative. Mm. Let's take a slice.
No, no, don't do that!
What?
We have no other option.
Okay, moving on to our final chef. Leaving. In the Blue Kitchen, it's Lucas Beauchamp, who's world famous for his exquisitely designed replica cakes and puddings. And I don't think anybody could fail to see what this one is supposed to be.
That's not large. Cake a show. It's a show cake. Cake like a show. Show cake. Cake a show.
Well, it certainly is very realistic. So let's take a slice. Lucas, this is a shoe.
No, it's a show cake. It's a cake like a shoe.
Show me your feet. Look, it's a shoe! Lucas, does this mean that I ate a pair of trousers in your restaurant last week?
No, no, cakey trousers, trousers, cake. It's cake like trousers, but a cake. Look, try this phone. I've got a cakey phone here, like. Try that. Cakey phone.
Lucas, you're just a fakey cake maker and I ain't got time for you. Well, I think you'll agree, we've seen some very innovative dishes tonight. And all that remains is the difficult task of choosing a winner. Well, I just cogitated. And the winner tonight is Quentin Mintz. Well done, Quentin. And I can't wait to get stuck into his dish.